Welcome back, everybody. Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, Lyric Talk number 5. In case you're keeping count, there are 2 Lyric Talk number 4s. We miscounted, so you just have to deal with it. But onto Lyric Talk number 5 today, we are going to be talking about a song that has a very powerful message, and I'm really excited to share it with you. One of my favorite songs by Metallica, it is Nothing Else Matters. So stick around.
You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It is the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, and I'm so happy to be here today with another Lyric Talk podcast for all y'all. LudiniRockandRollCircus.com is our website. Check back often, as I say, tons of cool podcasts there. And as always, find us on social media. There's tons of links there because you want to do that because you get to hang out with us live when we do things like this. And we have some folks hanging out with us live, and we will be talking with them after we are done here. So if you want to get on that side of things, you can go to LouLombardiRocks.com. The website for Ludini Rock and Roll Circus is LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. And I started something new. I created a relationship with Jamplay, and there is going to be links in all the descriptions and everything everywhere. And they're running a special through the holidays. So check it out. If you want to learn to jam like Metallica, then check out my Jamplay link below. You get a really cool thing. We get a couple of bucks. It helps to support the show, and you get some awesome guitar edumacation that will teach you to be a rocker. Okay, guys, let's get into today's show, which is going to be Nothing Else Matters by Metallica. Great track off of their Black album, which is not the album. Everybody refers to it as the Black album, but it's just called Metallica. Okay, but everybody refers to it as the Black album. Let's give a few song facts about it. Metallica members James Hetfield and Lars Ulrich officially penned the song. Ulrich and Hetfield also co-produced the song with record producer Bob Rock. The track was released on 1992's album called Metallica, but everybody calls it the Black album because it's all black, like this is Spinal Tap. In 2003, Rolling Stone included this album on their list of 500 greatest albums of all time. It was placed at 252. This is not a discussion about the Black album, whether it's a good album or not. Nothing Else Matters is one of the band's most successful songs. It's been covered by dozens of different artists over the years. The orchestration on the song that is Michael Kamen, which isn't all that surprising. Michael Kamen has had a, he's a composer, but he's also had a relationship with pop and rock for his entire career. Lead guitarist Kirk Hammett traditionally plays solos on the Metallica songs, but on this one, James Hetfield, the singer songwriter, actually played the solo himself. Go James, we love it. Hetfield said the song was inspired by Metallica's very frequent tours. According to him, the song was written while on tour. Some parts were written right on the tour bus. Other parts were also written in the hotel rooms, etc. Music video for the song was directed by Adam Dubin. Dubin. Anybody smoking a Dubin out there tonight? Might have to edit that out later. The song was, according to Hetfield, the impetus for the song was a relationship that he was in at the time, talking to this girlfriend that he had in somewhere about 1990 or so. However, he's telling her, nothing else matters, but eventually the relationship didn't last that long. So the song kind of went in a little different direction, and it's really about the Metallica devotees. In other words, in the eyes of the band, nothing else matters to them but their fans. The ultimate meaning of the track, though, is taking an initiative to express your feelings, even though doing so makes you vulnerable to heartbreak and other potential risks, which gets me into what the sort of deeper meaning behind the meaning of the song is. And this is a song about saying life is ours, we live it our way. And I think that sums up what the whole song is talking about. It's talking about living life on your own terms, whether that is being in a band and being on the road and maybe giving, quote unquote, sacrificing things that a lot of other people in traditional situations have, because this is something you really believe in. Maybe it's that. Maybe it's just a personal belief system. Maybe it's just how you choose to live your life. Maybe it is a political or religious belief that maybe is popular. Maybe it's not very popular, and you're sort of putting yourself out there and putting yourself at risk. But the most important thing, guys, is that no matter what you do in this world, that you try to be as true to yourself as possible. You always need to be kind of checking in with yourself and saying, you know, am I really living life on my own terms? See, you know, nothing against religion or anything like that, but there is no real absolute hard, you know, facts that we can turn to that says that there is this in the afterlife or that in the afterlife, or that there is even life after life, or that there is reincarnation and you get to go around again. We don't know. None of that is given to us. So living life on your own terms, so close, no matter how far, this couldn't be much more from the heart. Forever trusting who we are, nothing else matters. That is the whole song right there. That is it. The rest of it is just sort of reiterating or stating that or bringing other ideas in around. But that is the main idea of the song. And you can look at a band like Metallica, who busted their ass. I mean, go watch their Behind the Music sometime. Very interesting how the bands that came up that time, especially Metallica, what they had to go through, how they had to live, and they were insanely dedicated to what they were doing. This, anybody would tell you, and I know Ed Roman is watching with us live tonight, he will tell you, music is not like a career. It is a calling. You don't choose music. It chooses you. And anybody who's a musician knows out there knows exactly what I'm talking about. If you're not a musician, you've just been informed. Or if you have friends that are musicians, you don't understand why, they live in a crappy apartment, or maybe they drive a beater car, but they've got vintage guitars all around and, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars worth of studio equipment. You know why? Because nothing else matters. Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, that's what you've been listening to. And we do all kinds of podcasts. We do regular music podcasts where we feature different bands. We pick a cool subject with my co-host Lily V6. You can check that out. That's at LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. There's Lyric Talk. I do some guitar videos where I show you guys some different riffs and explore some stuff like that. We do open talks. We do a lot of fun stuff. You can get more deeply involved and make sure you don't miss anything by either going to LudiniRockandRollCircus.com or LouLombardiRocks.com. Either way, LouLombardiRocks will get you access to the live aspect of it and get involved with an awesome community of folks that are really passionate about music, just like I am and just like you are. And what else did I want to let you guys know before I get? Oh, yes, Jam Play. Jam Play is a new thing. There's some links here. So if you're looking at YouTube, Facebook, wherever it is, it will be in the show notes there. There's a link to our Jam Play. So if you want to jam like Metallica, you've been bit by the music bug, or you're getting bit by the music bug and you want to know more, Jam Play is an awesome place for you to get started. Guys, thanks so much for hanging out with us today. And we'll catch you guys all on the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.